Well, greetings, Abundant Faith. It's good to be here this morning. My family, I want to thank the musicians and the praise team for taking us into that place. Amen. Let's give them a hand, you all. I want to greet our online members and friends and individuals in custody today. My name is James Cockrell, and my wife Lisa, my daughter Taylor is with me today. Amen. I want to thank Pastor and Jita for the opportunity to share today. And we did have some amazing experiences in Africa. I got a chance to really see Pastor's anointing. I'm not going to mess with you today about the alligators and the crocodiles, but Lisa and I have been to this church for 17 years and have served in just many ministries. I don't want to name all of them, but it's just a lot of different places. You can always find places to serve here. It's an amazing ministry. It'll cause you to grow in Christ. It'll cause you to learn who you are. It'll cause you to get to know the people in the community. And I'm excited about it. We are involved in prison ministry, as Pastor said, and it's been very rewarding. We covered 12 prisons here in Illinois, and working with Elder D and Mother Helen and Eddie, and we go in and to these facilities, and you'll be amazed that there are people that are on fire for God in these places. And the missions and just all the things that God has put in our hands and allowed us to do in this church, I'm so grateful for. And I've met all of you, and I've had a chance to minister with you. And it's been an awesome, awesome experience. When I look back over these 17 years, I have no regrets. And what happens when you're in ministry, you know, a lot of times we preach about, you know, the blessings and the things that happen, how was, oh, God moved and everything. But you do draw the enemy when you minister. And if you're in the ministry, the enemy will come and attack you. You know that, right? And so we don't talk about that. Pastor don't talk about it. You, our ministry, know about it. But we still go forward with the blessing of God. You can join these ministries here. You don't need a prophetic word. You don't need an angel to come down from heaven and say, join this ministry. Just take a step of faith and you will be blessed. Many of us, we've had God whisper in our hearts things that we should be working on. And things that he's been telling me. You say, no, not me. Yes, you. No, it feels not the right time. Yes, it is the right time. And you need to know that. And so during the course of your lifetime and your church life, you will be faced with challenges. All of you, there are many people in this room that are going through a challenge right now, going through trouble right now. They're smiling right now, but they're going through something at home or they're going through something on the job. Amen? We quiet and we praise the Lord, but we got some stuff going on. Lisa and I, during the course of our marriage, we've had our experiences. You know, in 17 years, a lot of things can happen. And you need the mercy of God to be with you when you're married. Amen? Married people? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Actually, we're going through a faith fight right now. But God is faithful. He's faithful, and we honor him. The theme for this month has been faith. And we've had several people share about faith this month. And our faith has been tested through trials and through disappointments. And so let us pray before we get into the word. I thank God for you all. I thank God for the anointing that God has placed on all your lives as you serve in the ministry. So, Father, we just ask you, Lord, that you would come into this place. You would be with us. That you would touch your people today, Father. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Father. Touch their hearts, Father. Give them the strength, your strength. Holy Ghost, move. And we bind the devil today. We tell that devil, you've got to go right now. Take your hands off my family. Take your hands off my job. Take your hands off my money. Take your hands off. And we just thank you, Lord, for all that you've called us to be, all that you've called us to do, Father. Even as the Lord speaks in this hour, he knows that we've emerged from a period of isolation and exile from our friends and from our family. And God is saying, he says, I see a valley of dry bones. And some of those bones are dry and very dry. And he says, many of us almost gave up hope. But then you cried out to me, saith the Lord. And you know that I'm a God that makes a way in the wilderness. And I make rivers in the desert. I will revive your dry bones. He says, I'm here with you. He's calling you forth to come out of the outer court because you've been there too long. You come from the inner court because you've been there too long. He says, I'm calling you today into my secret place, a place of love and joy, a place of intimacy with me that you may have a encounter with me. It's a place of faith. It's a place where your faith will be tested. Your faith will be tried. And as you walk with me, you shall be a light unto me. You'll experience my glory and my fire. And I'll bring you forth as pure gold. Amen? Let's give God a praise right there. So our first scripture is going to be, we're going to talk with Hebrews, I guess. I'll start with Hebrews. And it may not be on the screen, but Hebrews is a basic scripture, 6:1. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's a basic requirement. You have to have faith. And he that cometh to God must come to him and believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Basic stuff. Basic stuff. We all know that. Those of you who have been coming to this church, you know about faith. In fact, they call this abundant faith. But your faith don't start out abundant. Sometimes it starts out little faith. But as you continue to go with God, as you continue to pray, as you continue to seek his faith, that faith begins to build and it begins to grow. Amen? And you will get to a place of abundant faith. Amen? When I came to this church, I didn't have abundant faith. I want to say something, young people, to the young people. You are the future of this church. We older folks, we can teach you, but you got to step up. There's a lot of things out there that are attacking you. A lot of things, a lot of attractions out there that are pulling you in a different direction. And see, y'all quiet, but if I was Cardi B, y'all be saying something else. But I'm not Cardi B. Can God depend on you to carry the Spirit? Megan the Stallion. Can God depend on you to carry the Spirit into the future? My God. So my first point today is God's doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing. This whole pandemic thing changed the world we live in. And we've all had to make adjustments to our lifestyle. Some we like, some we don't. I like working from home. You wear a mask or no mask? Vaccination or no vaccination? We got political upheaval. We got racial violence. We got endless Zoom meetings. I cannot. We're working Zooming from home, and you all you have to do is dress the top of you. We growing beards. You know I ain't supposed to have no beard. But you got people, and everybody's all, you didn't get the vaccination, and they going to put a chip in you. You're going to put the mark of the beast on you. Well, I decided to go on and get the vaccination. And so if I got the mark of the beast, you will know soon enough. But newsflash, we're not going to go back to everything that we were doing. Things will never be the same again. God's doing a new thing. He's taking us to some new places. He's shutting some mess down. He shut the church down. But the church is not the building. The church is on the inside of you. And coronavirus can't shut that down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to have faith. You can't have fear and faith at the same time, but you should be wise. That's why I took the vaccination. I said, well, if something happened to me, it just happened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we can't keep looking behind us. We've all had little situations and failures and mistakes, but God is going to do a new thing. He's going to get glory. The scripture in Isaiah 43 says, he says, remember not the former things, but consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. And now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And then Jeremiah, he talks about it. He says, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Thoughts of peace and not evil. He says, I'm going to bring you to an expected end. God is speaking to us through his word. I'm thinking of God's doing some things in us that we haven't seen before. God wants to stop some of the things that were going on. I think he allowed this pandemic before us to take a closer look at what God is going to do in the future. He said some of the things we were doing, we need to stop doing. And some of the things we weren't doing, we need to start doing. Some of us were playing games with God. We got some things we need to start. We got some things we need to stop. We got some things we need to change. But God says, in any event, I'm going to get glory out of you. Amen. He's doing a new thing. I don't want it to go back to the way it was. I don't want to go back to complacency. We want to go forward. We want to go forward to the new things that God has got for us. He's doing a new thing, and we need to embrace what God is even doing in this hour. Amen. Amen. I'm excited. During this pandemic, I had a lot of time to spend with my family. I got to know my wife better. You know, sometimes when you're busy, you all just passing like ships in the night. You going to work, she going to work, you running around with the kids. You don't even see your wife. Your spouse says, hey, see you later. Bye. But during this time, we've had time to talk and get to know each other. So it's been a kind of a blessing. She told me before today what's happening. She said, don't you, she gives me final instructions before I go up. She said, don't you do nothing crazy up there. And then she said, don't embarrass me. So I ain't going to embarrass her today. I ain't going to embarrass her. But God is doing something new in our lives, and we have to begin to embrace it. We have to begin to cry out to him and ask him, God, what is it that you want me to do in this hour? What am I not doing that you told me to do? And we know deep in our heart of hearts that God has whether you're young or old, he takes you from faith to faith and from glory to glory. He shifts your assignment. You might not do the same thing that you was doing before. But God says, I have some work still for you to do. If you're still here in this place, God still has work for you to do. Amen? I don't care if you're 90 or you're 19. God has kingdom work for you to do, and you need to find out what he said. My father's at home with us. He's 91 years old. And he's still talking smart to me. I think he said, you know, he used to give me spankings. He said, I'm going to give you a spanking if I wasn't this old. But I think it's a blessing to take care of your father. A lot of times you have a certain family situation. Maybe you didn't have a father in your life, you know. But I have mine, and he stayed with us. Fathers, stay with your kids. Regardless, whether it was a divorce in our family. And he stayed with us because even with the divorce, he was always there. Fathers, we need to stay with our families. Amen. Second point. Now, the Lord is a spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I think Stefan was singing about that a little earlier, about the freedom. You can make it. My second point. See, what time it is? I got to watch my time. You have enough faith. Sometimes we think we don't have enough faith. Sometimes you got small faith, but that's all the faith you need, right? God has said some things. He says in Matthew 13, he says, he put another parable forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, and which indeed is the least of seed, but when it's grown, it's the greatest among herbs, and becomes a tree, so the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches. And God explained it in verse 37. He went down farther. You don't have to show that, but he said he is the sower of the good seed. And the field is the world. And the good seed are the children of the kingdom. That's you. He's using this parable to show you that God can take something small and make something big out of it. He takes the small gifts you have, and he'll multiply that. He'll multiply your faith, and you'll begin to do great things in the earth. Haven't you even surprised yourself sometime with something small you did? And he put that word of God out there 2,000 years ago, a seed of the word, mustard seed of the word. And now we're sitting here 2,000 years later in that same word with that mustard seed grown into that large plant, which is the kingdom of God, which is the church of Jesus Christ. Amen. He says, your faith will be tested. You got to test your faith. Your faith got to be tested. I'm not going to read the scripture because it's too long. But in Genesis, Abraham had his faith tested. All through the Bible, we see God, people from the Bible and the saints got their faith tested. Job got his faith tested. Took everything he had. And he said, though they slay me, yet shall I still trust him. How many people been slain up in here? He says it here in Genesis. Abraham was an old man. And he made a promise. There was a promise made to him about a kid that he was going to have. Abraham is old, real old. Now, you know what happened when you get real old. Ah, oh boy. And his wife was old, too. And you know what happened when they get real old. But God made the promise that he was going to bring something into his life. And he received that promise. And you know the story. And so he ended up getting that child, and they were so overjoyed when they got him. But then God asked him a question. Your faith has got to be tested. You're going to be tested. And you say, oh, I got faith. Praise God. Jump up and holler. No. You got to be tested. We went back in school. God gets quiet. The teacher he teaches all during the semester. But when it's time for the test, the teacher goes silent. Well, let's walk around and make sure you ain't cheating on the test. That's all. And you have to show what you've learned. Did you learn anything during the semester? God wants to see your small amount of faith, your mustard seed faith. The scripture talks about how Abraham took his son and began to walk him to a place that God was going to show him. He did it by faith. He told him to offer his son as a sacrifice. My, which kid you going to bring up to the mountain? Would you obey God under those circumstances? I know you probably got one in mind. But he loved his son. And he took him up there. He went through he was going to do what God said. We have to begin to obey God. His son was even asking questions. Daddy, what's up? Where's the sacrifice? No, you the sacrifice. He didn't say that. But I'm just saying. But he laid down on the wood. And Abraham took his knife, raised it in the air, was about to cut him. Because you know what a sacrifice has got to be, blood. And offered him up for a burnt offering. And then he heard the angel say, stay your hand. Don't harm the lad. Now, some of us wouldn't have heard God. We would have had our things in our ears or something and missed it. But he heard him, and God made provision and spared the son. He said, God said, I just wanted to see that whether you would really obey me. God just wants to see. He's going to test you, and he wants to see if you're really going to obey him. Yeah, I know you got the new house and the fancy car. I know you got stimulus and child credit. I'm going to stop. People have had more money than they ever had. They don't want to. That's why can't no job. You go to fast food, you can't even get no fast food because ain't nobody there. Your faith will be tested. God says, you have enough faith to do what I created you to do. Do it. That God wants to do something. I was thinking, you know, something just popped in my head about Lecrae. And I watched how he rolls up, you know, with Christian. He's a Christian rapper.
And he sees these songs that he sings and this word that he brings. And God said, you haven't seen nothing yet. He puts a demand on the anointing. And God's been blessing him and blessing that ministry. And those songs are in the back of my head, you know, and just knows that God is not finished with you yet. God wants your faith to be there. He wants your faith to go forward. He wants to test your faith, and he will test your faith. Has he tested you? You will never know you have real faith until it gets tested. And just because we come to church, that does not exclude you and put a little protection all around you. You're still going to be attacked. In fact, when you're in ministry, the enemy is going to come. And if you're not being attacked, you need to ask yourself a question. Am I in the ministry? Am I in the faith? Real faith is proven in the furnace of affliction. But some cases we asking God to fix things he ain't going to fix. We asking God to change things he ain't going to change. To move things he's not going to move. But his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And he will give us grace to bear it. A lot of times we ask God, why, God, why? Why the fire, God? Why the fire? You know how what fire is. They purify silver and gold with fire. And as God begins to purify you through these tests and through these trials, you'll begin to have more faith. And you'll begin to increase in faith. As you each trial you go to and you look in the mirror and you don't see you, you'll see him. And God will look at you, and he won't see you. He'll see Jesus. Amen. And he's covering us. He's protecting us. He's refining us. So we'll come forth as pure gold as we stay in his presence. My God. My God. My God. God put provision. He's put provision in your life. So how do we respond to the test? How do you respond when you're going through a trial and it's hitting you real hard? Somebody's passed away that you were dependent on. Something happened and it's hurting you real bad. You lost your job, you know. But God is still God when you got the job, and he's still God when you lost the job. Amen? He says, our response to this test is that count it all joy when you fall into this temptation, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Amen? Let's give some quick tips for dealing with this test, real quick. Some things you can do while the test is going on, while you're going through. Here's some quick things. You want to keep your appointment with God, reading your Bible. Don't just throw your Bible away when trouble comes. Pick your Bible up and begin to praise and worship. Call some of your prayer warriors. I've had people call me that I've been going through. They called me. They didn't even know I was going through, but they called me and said, James, let's just pray. You need people around you like that, that'll call you and pray with you. And they're not trying to be messy either. Because some people call you because they just want the information. Be a servant. Remember to take care of yourself while you're going through the trial. Take a bath. Comb your hair. Eat. Exercise. Pastor was talking about exercise. Exercise. You got to do some self-care. But then you got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Don't go into a pity party. Because don't invite me because I ain't coming. And don't take it out on other people. You going through and now you mean, now you evil to everybody. Trust the fact that God has got your back. And he's going to make some good come out of that bad situation. Refuse to be bitter and angry at somebody who's offended you. Somebody, your spouse, your child, your boss. Start praying for them. And stop worrying. Thank God that he's working behind the scenes in your situation. And continue to have integrity with money. Pay people who you owe. Pay them their money. And then give some time and money to ministry. And then refuse to be intimidated what people think about you and start proclaiming the name of Jesus. Amen? So we've established a couple things. We've established that our faith, that God's doing a new thing, that you got enough faith to get forward, that you're going to go through a fiery trial, and that God has a purpose in your trial. He's perfecting you. He's refining you. And you're going to come forth as pure gold. And James, it says, blessed is the man. Well, no, it says in the first part. Yeah, there it is. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, for which the Lord promised to them that love him. Amen. And we got to remember that life is short. And we found out from this pandemic that you can go at any time. You're like, the Bible says, you're like a vapor. So do God's work. Get busy. And don't be sitting there doing crazy stuff. Because we have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ for your reward, for the things done in the body, good or bad. Amen? Do you want the crown of life? Well, then you allow the Lord to do a good work in you, and he will increase your faith, that you have enough faith, that your faith will be tested, and he'll tell you how to go through the trial and come out like pure gold. Repent today. In fact, why don't we stand to our feet? I'm encouraging you today to go before the Lord. You know the things that you have on your heart, the things that you've not talked with God about, the trials that you're going through, that you want God to deliver you from. So, Father, we just ask you to come into this place. We are your sheep of your pasture. Touch us, Father. Walk with us, Father. We'll go through the trial. We go through the test, Lord. And we know we'll come out on the other side because you will get glory. Those who have not accepted the Lord as your Lord and Savior, this is a wonderful time to get that done. We have ministers that will come up front to pray for you. They'll pray for your faith, that your faith will not fail. And we just thank you right now for what you're doing in this place. Touch your people tonight. Let's raise our hands before the Lord. Lord, we just honor you and glorify you today. We thank you, Father, that you've been with us and you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, Lord, lead, guide, direct, Father. Place in our hearts the things that you've called us to be and do, Father. And we'll take a step of faith and get involved in the work of the ministry, Father. And we'll preach your gospel, we'll teach your gospel to every creature, Father. We thank you that we'll go out into the world. We just won't stay inside the building because the church is inside of us. And we thank you, Father, we'll take the church out to the world, Father. We'll take the church to the culture, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you've empowered us, Father. And we won't speak our words. We'll speak your words, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's give God a hand praise.